So they pitched you as the fuck-up that lost all that evidence, and they didn't even question for a second that you were framed? Didn't have many friends, huh? You really are a living TV character. Oh, come on. Main character who's the best at his job, but doesn't work well with others. He eventually gets stabbed in the back by those he rejected. Now, he seeks his revenge. The Detective, live on Channel 9. And you've been working as a freelancer ever since. Guess something's got to pay the bills. So, do you think you'll ever prove you were framed? Well, maybe after you help me expose my father, I can help you prove your innocence. The handsome lead actor always needs a beautiful lead actress at their side, after all. You live here? Really? Well, at least it's discreet. So I've been thinking this over for a long time now. My father's put his hands in pretty much everything a senator shouldn't. Rigging elections, forging legal documents, blackmailing other politicians, the whole lot. There's a lot he needs to answer for, and a lot of people he needs to answer to. So where should we be? Wow. All these pictures on the wall. Looks like I have a stalker. Surveillance pictures. How long have you been stalking? Sorry. Surveilling me. 3 weeks. Good to know you're thorough with your work. Any good shots of me in the bath? Don't go red on me, detective. You're the one taking those pictures. Relax. I'm flattered to have a secret admirer. So, if you've had all this information about my comings and goings, why did you take so long to confront me? You figured there was more to the story. Good intuition. So, as I was saying, where should we begin? Morning, sleepyhead. You fell asleep on the couch after we finished discussing our plans for today. Want some coffee? Tea? Hair of the dog? I would have made breakfast, but all you had in the fridge was beer and some expired milk. Oh, this? I borrowed one of your shirts last night. I hope you don't mind. I couldn't exactly sleep in that dress. Have you ever heard of ironing your clothes, by the way? Here. Careful, it's hot. I'm gonna take a shower, and then we'll need to go to my place first. I need to pick up a few things and send a few emails. Get ready to go, I'll just be a few minutes. So, hands away from that camera, Mr. Stalker. So, just a refresher on the plan to make sure we're still on the same page. You're going to take me back to the mansion to claim your payment, and while I pretend to have an emotional reunion with the old man, you can excuse yourself and sneak into his office. Behind that tasteless painting of himself, you'll find a safe, which you'll need to lockpick. Get anything you find in there, and we'll be out of that awful house as soon as we can. What's in the safe? I'm honestly not entirely sure myself, but I know for a fact that the safe is always opened every time he has a meeting with one of his business partners, so it must have something we can use. All right, park here. It's just around the corner. Hold on. Crap. It's those boys from the jazz club. Come on, we can go around the other side. There's a fire escape we can go through. It's up this ladder on the fourth floor. Ladies first doesn't exactly apply here, detective. I'm wearing a dress. Keep your eyes on the ladder, detective, 'cause mine are looking up. It's a compliment. Not a lot of men have an ass that nice. All right, make yourself at home. It will just take a few minutes to get everything. Those guys downstairs? The jazz club is owned by the local mob. The boss wants to make sure his favorite bird doesn't fly off somewhere else. So he has his goons escort me to the club every day. I didn't think they'd be here this early, though. I suppose it's a bit ironic. I leave one cage just to end up in another. At least in this cage I don't have to pretend to be someone else, and the club staff are decent folk. It's a shame the only people who still appreciate music these days are mobsters and rugged detectives. By the way, I didn't want to mention it in the car, but you could use a proper bath. Don't get me wrong, I don't dislike the manly odor, but if you're gonna sneak around the mansion, you might want to make sure the maids don't catch you by smell. Go ahead and use my bath. I need to send an email to a journalist friend of mine. He's the one who lent me this place. He's from out of town, so there's not much my father will be able to do to hurt him. We'll need someone who's not in my father's pocket to get the story out.
Sorry, boy, but I can't come in today. Tell your boss I'm sorry, but I've got a personal problem I need to deal with. You weren't asking. And what is that supposed to mean? Hey, get your hands off me!
Oh, thanks. I'm fine. They didn't hurt me. You piece of shit. Fucker. I needed that. These guys were lousy audience members anyways. Fortunately, I had my knight in shining... Oh, just my knight, actually. Don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying the view, but you might want to put on a towel, at least. Armor or no armor, a brave knight deserves a kiss on the cheek from the princess. Here, cuff these on them, and we'll let security deal with them later. What? Cops and detectives aren't the only ones who use handcuffs.